Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There's a lot of news breaking on the Ebola front. You name it, we'll be covering it tonight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Going back to Frogo in England, what's your bottom line on Scottish independence? I have said I'm all for Scotland being independent from the UK because the UK is already under EU control to begin with. You've almost got to devolve to be able to evolve in these political systems now, and it's their right. But, yes, there are a lot of big mega banks and others that are even bigger than the UK itself that are going to come in and try to loot Scotland afterwards. What's your take on it?
Scottish, quote, independence, unquote, is a screw job of Obamacare proportions. Is it not weird? Cameron is claiming that he's in favor of preserving the Union, that he is the man who pushed for the referendum. When the SNP had been pumping that line for about 30 years that I can remember.
Well, is that because it'll get rid of Labour voters, and he thinks it'll help his party?
You got it. You totally got it. It will kind of decimate the Labour Party's chances of winning an election in what's left of the UK. It will mean permanent Tory governments in England and Wales. It will also mean permanent Tory governments in Scotland, because the only serious opposition to the Labour Party for the last 20 years is the SNP. Now, if I were the Tory party, if I were Tory central office, I would observe the steady decline in the fortunes of the party in Scotland. It used to be a Tory heartland. Under Bono Law, Tory Prime Minister had a constituency in Glasgow. And somehow the party went from doing quite nicely there to having zero seats.
There's no doubt they're going to try to screw different globalist interests. We'll try to screw any new deal that comes up. I hear you. I just fundamentally, if Texas tries to secede, there'll be some scam involved to take that over. Anything and everything will get manipulated, but we're going to find out very soon. I do see what you're saying. I am aware of what you're saying. That's how I was able to predict what you were about to say. I just want to show that I know UK politics a little bit. I'm not just talking out of my you-know-what here. Arse, as they would say in Scotland. But thank you so much. Look, I'm basically out of time. One more call. Paul in California. Sorry to Debbie, TJ, and JP. Paul, you're our tail gunner. Go ahead.
Thanks. I think, money's important. The truth is important. And the easiest thing for us to get them waiting for a shoe to drop is attack them, and that's through audit the Fed.
I agree, and Ron Paul's bill, even though he's not in Congress, is back in the House again, getting a lot of votes.
Yeah, we need to get them worried as opposed to us being worried about all of the stuff they're throwing at us. And I think that audit the Fed is the way.
Good point, sir. I want to go to JP real quick since he's still there. I didn't know the Feds purchased the Biodome. JP, tell me about that.
Well, in February of this year, I was doing some work for a production company looking for new shows in North Carolina because it's a hotspot. I was doing on Survivalist. I came across this company called The Biodome, and this interesting guy. I started talking to him. He came up with a filtration system that he had the government, the military test, and it blew away anything that they had. So even the inspector for the military actually.
Okay, when you said biodome, I thought you meant that thing that NASA was involved in to test a Mars base. You're talking about some kind of filter?
Exactly. And bottom line is he got a military contract to supply any vehicle that the government has with these bio. And he said, look, by the end of the year, I'm going to be a billionaire. And it's crazy. I'll give you the website. I don't know if you want to.
Yeah, send us the email and show tips. We're out of time. Great job to the crew. We are out of time. Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, Valley News Tonight, 7. That's because as crazy as this world is and as big as this broadcast is, I don't take it for granted that we're here every day. I thank God above because we've got a lot of enemies out there, so please pray for us. Thank you all.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Torches of wisdom. So we have Gideon right there.
What's his name?
Decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the info war.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. It is already the 15th day, hard to believe, of September 2014. Before we know it, we'll be into 2015, 2016, and beyond. Obviously, we're going to be focusing front and center on Ebola today, but we have the backdrop of stories like this one out of the Daily Mail. Dozens of Christians, including women and children, are arrested in Saudi Arabia after tip-off to state's Islamist police force having a secret Christian meeting. That is who our government is most allied with in the Middle East, is a group that will chop your head off if you're caught secretly worshiping Christ. Where is the tolerance We have the radical Islamic lobby in this country constantly pushing for everyone to basically adopt their worldview. And we're so politically correct that we can't even hardly criticize ISIS as it runs around murdering people because it's Saudi Arabia funding the entire operation. And it's since come out over the weekend that indeed almost all of the so-called rebels are the Al-Qaeda ISIS people in Syria that Obama is now saying he's going to pay money to fight ISIS. And then they just change their name to something else and attack Assad with all the new aid and weapons they've been given. That's the real game plan here. The American people woke up a year ago and didn't want to join forces with Al-Qaeda openly to attack a sovereign nation that had done nothing to anybody, Syria. Also, a pipeline can be run out of the Mediterranean, right through Israel and Lebanon, straight through Syria, up to Europe to cut off the Russians. That's one of the big reasons this is happening. And it's piracy using American muscle and money and military weapons and then our name so that big oil companies, the globalists and others, can have control of that region completely, which will also drive up gas prices again because they're not trying to compete with Russian gas. They're trying to cut off Russian gas in the Ukraine or take it. Joe Biden's son is the head of a company now that's worth billions overnight that's declared ownership of basically Russian gas supplies and Russian gas corridors. It is just wild to see how Al Capone all of this is, but it's Al Capone squared. And then, of course, as I've told you over and over again, they will use the new Al-Qaeda threat under the name ISIL, ISIS, or IS to take American liberties and set up a bigger police state. This is in Politico today. Holder launches media campaign against homegrown terrorists. Cities across the nation to participate in pilot program of basically see something, say something. This is the cover for the checkpoints of the federalization. And then they'll flip it back onto the Tea Party, gun owners, veterans, things like that. So we're going to be breaking all of that down today. Now, let's talk about the computer models. Last week, top German virologist came out in Bild, one of the biggest German publications, and said, quote, it's too late, Ebola will kill 5 million, close quote, according to current computer models. And you have all these different African countries like Liberia and others, Sierra Leone, saying it may collapse them completely, and it's much higher than 20,000. The numbers are 100,000 with Ebola by December, because it's exponentially growing right now. Ebola outpaces global response. Who says? That was on Friday. Let's look at the headlines today. These are up on drudgereport.com. CDC, prepare for Ebola. That's out of the Washington Beacon with direct links to the CDC putting out the alerts to hospitals saying prepare for it. Then we have this report from Infowars.com directly linking to the State Department purchase order. State Department orders 160,000 Ebola hazmat suits alone for themselves. So, who was right back on August 4th, a month and 12 days ago, or 11 days ago? Who was right? I'm going to say this again. Who was right to put out news articles saying it was becoming a serious epidemic and threatened millions, and that top virologists and others were saying they believe that it made the first step towards going completely airborne, meaning it could survive inside sneeze droplets, mucus, spit, and look like it might even be going more airborne than that. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We simply pointed to medical reports, mainline news from 2 years ago, saying that. And then we asked the question, why then is the mainstream media attacking us for saying this? because for some reason they didn't want the public to understand how big a crisis this was, and it was growing and it was real. Plus, it was fun to attack the new media, the real media, the non-state-run media. The talking point, for whatever reason, was Ebola's no big deal. It's fear-mongering to talk about it. While governments got prepared, I don't know. Or is this a staged bioattack? Has it been weaponized? I don't know. Have Western governments been messing with Ebola for decades, trying to weaponize it? That's come out. Yeah, there it is. Conspiracy theorist joins Dick Morris and shares views on Ebola outbreak, claims it couldn't be airborne. That was August 6th when Paul Watson was on CBS News with Dick Morris. And then the next day they came out and made fun of him. Conspiracy theorist Paul Watson says it could be airborne. No, Watson on CBS cited the federal and CDC studies and the World Health Organization studies from 2011, 2012 on the laboratory test showing it was making it from a pen of monkeys to a pen of pigs that were not in the same area, meaning airborne. And then finally on Friday, or actually Thursday, September 11th, what we're all afraid to say about Ebola, New York Times, that it's beginning to go airborne and mutating. More than 200 known mutations in just the last few months. So there you go. I don't know the truth of how bad it is. I don't think anybody does because there's not a lot of medical surveillance, as they would call it, in Africa. But I tell you, everything that hits Africa, HIV, Ebola, you name it, we know HIV is a weaponized autoimmune disorder that is race-specific and much worse. It was in the medical literature in the 80s that it's much worse in Africans, and then it goes down the line genetically into Hispanics and others, that HIV is much, much, much more aggressive in a more what they would call dominant trait bloodline. Everything white is recessive mutation. Redheads are a completely recessive mutation, almost not even on the current human chain. And I'm part redhead. I'm not bashing redheads here. This is just the stuff they don't tell people. So see, they can make whatever they want, ladies and gentlemen, and it's very, very dangerous to attack, though, the original human bloodline. Because the elite think they can control all this stuff. A, it's immoral and evil. B, it could end up spreading across the board. And, of course, it could be an accident, too. All these labs, all these vaccines being produced, all these GMO systems crossing animals and plants and animals with animals and fish with insects. I mean, it is just, who knows? But they use medical ignorance out there about all these issues. So the public has no idea what's even going on. But it's getting serious. I'm going to say this again. U.S. State Department orders 160,000 Ebola hazmat suits. Bulk purchases prompts concerns about spread of deadly epidemic. Infowars.com. The Examiner. CDC issues Ebola checklist. Now it's time to prepare. This is confirmed from the local hospitals. They have copies of the checklist. So I want to open the phones up for medical doctors, for nurses, for people that have been in the Congo, been in the west coast of Africa, been in Central Africa, people that work at the CDC, folks that have survived different types of jungle viral infections. What does your gut tell you about this? Then you've got the Army and the Marines for at least 6 years training during a biological outbreak in the training manuals. This is Associated Press, Reuters, you name it, if you're a new listener. This sounds crazy. Just please look it up for yourself. In fact, we'll come back and read one of the articles because it sounds so wild. To, quote, kill zombies en masse during a biological outbreak where humans are running around biting and killing each other from a virus. Well, the closest thing you could liken that to is Ebola. So the Marines and the Army are training to mow people down en masse during this while they've brought patients to South Dakota and 4 patients to Atlanta and patients to Spain and Germany and all over, bringing Ebola in when it's never been done before. And where now it gestates over several weeks, not 3 days, so you can just spread it and spread it and spread it as a carrier. It's just Ebola just got legs, basically.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We got it done.
The newsman is coming to you.
All right, you are a go. All right, you are a go.
I'd really like to hear from medical doctors. I'd like to hear from virologists. I'd like to hear from people that have worked in Africa and other areas dealing with these type of viruses. We've had medical doctors on, we've had virologists on, but it's always interesting just to get your take on this. I also want to ask the public, just in general, but doctors and medical people go to the head of the line, where do you think this whole Ebola situation is going? Again, if you just tuned in, it's the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. The news websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. U.S. State Department has ordered 160,000 Ebola hazmat suits. CDC has issued Ebola checklist saying, quote, now is the time to prepare the U.S. hospitals. This is confirmed. Dutch Ebola doctors will be evacuated on Sunday. And this broke yesterday. Two Dutch doctors feared to have contracted deadly Ebola virus while working in Sierra Leone are said to be flown back to the Netherlands as soon as possible. This is what's happening. There's like a race by governments to get people that have it, I guess, to take their blood and try to figure out a cure or weaponize it. I don't know. But my dad pointed out, and he's got a biology background, is also an oral surgeon and worked in drug development. And I looked it up last night when he mentioned it to me yesterday. I was over at his house with the kids swimming. I looked it up, and it's a whole area that hadn't been looked at yet that we should probably write about. And that's that you don't just have this lasting weeks now in the body. Instead of taking days to show signs, you can spread it further. You're going to have carriers who have a, quote, high viral titer whose bodies haven't beaten it, but that they're not dying from it. And there's always a percentage of people with different mutations genetically to be able to handle it. And it's inside those people that you get the mutations of the virus because it just keeps cooking in there. It can go through a lot of different permutations inside one person. And undoubtedly, there's master carriers out there, like Typhoid Mary, better known as Typhoid Mary. Mary Mallon was the first person in the United States identified as a asymptomatic carrier of the pathogen associated with typhoid fever. She was presumed to have infected 53 people, three of whom died, over the course of her career as a cook. She was twice forcibly isolated by public health authorities and died after a total of nearly three decades in isolation. So there is undoubtedly the Typhoid Marys of Ebola out there right now. And that's a big question here that my dad was raising. And again, when I looked it up, it was like, wow, this is well known. That you can't just bring these doctors and nurses back here and keep them for a few months and let them go. Because it's very hard to identify if somebody's still got the virus embedded in them. It might pop back up and keep spreading, basically. And that's layman, just for me reading the medical info. And that's all I do. 5 weeks ago, I was just reading CDC reports that they believed Ebola was beginning to go airborne, and they confirmed it was monkeys on one end of the lab were infecting pigs on another end in tests in Africa, and there's other studies. So I said, hey, write about that. And because we were the first to point it out, oh, no, you can't break something. You can't be smart. You can't think of basic logic. No, you're a liar. Drudge is a liar. Drudge is fear-mongering. How dare Drudge? Remember Geraldo Rivera? How dare Drudge hype the Ebola and the rest of it? Well, I think all the political correctness is trumped by the fact that Ebola makes you bleed out in a horrible way and it's extremely painful and is spreading exponentially. I think it's political correct to just kind of brush off Africa and just not discuss it. See how they use that actually to cover stuff up. And so we need to have Paul Watson or whoever write an article or somebody else out there. Ebola carriers, sleeper cells of Ebola carriers could already be in the U.S. or could already be in Europe, something like that, because that's the angle that I'm worried about. When I sit here and look at this, what do I think about? Myself, my children, the larger community where my children live, humanity, my goodwill. I'm worried about Typhoid Mary, Typhoid Ebola. I'm worried about Ebola Mary. Ebola Mary. We know that some carriers can carry viruses for years and keep infecting. Are there Ebola Marys loose in the world today. Undoubtedly, in Africa, there are people that have survived from it, but the virus is staying active in them. So already in Africa, this is like a zombie apocalypse. It's already reached that area.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Open your eyes. It's time to give your eyes a powerful nutritional boost. Sight is the primary input to the brain, arguably making eyesight the most important sense we have. And just like the other important organs in our bodies, our eyes function at peak levels when they are fed the proper amounts of essential nutrition. Open your eyes. Combining key ingredients like vitamin A, zinc, lutein, proprietary saffron bulb extracts, and more, OcuPower by InfoWars Life is the new formulation specifically designed to nutritionally assist the natural function of healthy eyes. Optimize the natural power of your eyes with the latest addition to the super high-quality InfoWars Life formulations, OcuPower. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to order OcuPower or call 1-888-253-3139. OcuPower. Open your eyes.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Boy, Scotland is getting ready to vote in a couple days to break away from the United Kingdom. And I could imagine they can play this song. I don't want to be in your London dungeon. I don't want to be in your British hell. They call us walking corpses. They'd like to lock us up. Put us in their pretty pins. I don't want to be in your British hell. Crank it up.
I don't want to be in your British
hell. Ain't no mystery.
Ain't no mystery. Next to your face is clean now. Can't have no dirty dead. What a corpse is there, I clean.
All the corpses here are clean, boy. All right, that's Misfits bringing us in. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. I want to hear from medical doctors, EMTs, people that have dealt with hazmat situations in hot zones. I know you're out there listening. We have millions of listeners worldwide. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Since I mentioned it, they did find Christian Science Monitor, AP, you name it. We'll put those back on screen from 2012-2013, where the Army and where FEMA and where the CDC, there's raw story, U.S. military trains to fight zombies. U.S. military forces train for zombie apocalypse, November 2012, for a viral outbreak that turns the population into something like Walking Dead. What is the only virus to be close to this? That's rabies, which they've always been worried might go airborne, and is similar to Ebola. In fact, a lot of experts believe that the super weapon would be Ebola crossed with airborne rabies. They found another one. CNN, Pentagon document lays out battle plan against zombies. No, they don't want to freak the public out, so they call them zombies. But if you read the paperwork, and then they have actual drills, it's to mow down masses of crowds for a viral outbreak, but also during civil unrest. In the scene in V for Vendetta, it's kind of based on what happened with the fall of Ceausescu in Romania. You got hundreds of thousands of people marching up to the ministry, and the troops refuse to fire on them, so they take down the corrupt government. Well, they want the troops to mow the people down. So it's a simulant to say, oh, they're not human, they're zombies, and to train troops to mow down peaceful crowds. But it's also in the training duel, like all military training is generally on multi-facets. They are carrying it out in preparation for an Ebola, a human-transmitted mousepox, something like that. Human-transmitted mousepox, and it only takes a couple hundred thousand dollars to design this with the right laboratory. The FBI tried to block its release 4 years ago but was unable to. They have released in the U.S., Canada, and Australia three different university studies that are public on how to make human mousepox. That kills 90-plus percent of people. Some numbers are 98%. Now, some idiots, every time I mention that, send me emails saying, how dare you tell people that the mousepox recipe is out? It was all over the news, okay? It's like when we go show the southern borders open, people say, don't show, it's wide open. The terrorist, believe me, if there's any terrorist down there, they know it's open. More information exposes it's open and hopefully gets it under control. Sunshine is what stops these type of political infections. There it is. Killer mousepox virus raises bioterror fears. 2001. Killer mousepox virus raises bioterror fears. And that was New Scientist. And back then they hadn't released it yet. Hadn't released how to make it. And Western governments, who I don't usually agree with, tried to stop it for a long time, but it was released. There's the New York Times. Bioterror researchers build a more lethal mousepox. And so this is an ongoing serial situation where it just happens repeatedly because governments continually try to block it. MI6, FBI, don't release that. And generally, I'm all for releasing university research, but they shouldn't be creating weaponized mousepox and weaponized Ebola. They shouldn't be creating weaponized rabies. And they sure shouldn't be releasing how to do it. Now, call me a conspiracy theorist. Common sense is now called conspiracy theory. That's all I'm doing is putting out common sense here. If you just joined us, Obama to ask for $88 million to boost anti-Ebola effort. That's out of therappler.com. What does that mean? You're doing that to then fly more Ebola patients back here and then put them in facilities that don't even have proper protection in them? Again, we pointed this out back last month, and we're called evil demons for saying, why are you flying people in when it's never been done before, and you're not supposed to, and this stuff could clearly already be airborne, and you're not even putting them in level 4 bioweapons labs, you're putting them in university research hospitals. This is crazy. And I'm trying to not rant and rave here, but it is just amazing to have CBS News call us conspiracy theorists on August 6th, and AP and everybody else because we dared link to federal documents that are on the CDC website. How dare us? And I'm not making this about InfoWars and whining here. I'm angry because what are they doing producing weaponized mousepox, weaponized rabies? Do you know what the only thing that would make people actually act like zombies and run around biting people would be weaponized rabies? Have you ever seen somebody dying of rabies? I have seen a university film clip of it. And let me tell you, it isn't pretty. It's a lot scarier than these zombies in these movies. Someone chained down, strapped down to a gurney, with sweat pouring off of them, biting so hard their teeth break off, with their eyes bugging out. It makes The Shining video whenever the actor comes through the door with the hatchet. It makes Jack Nicholson look like an angelic creature, what rabies makes people behave like. And they've been messing with that on record for 50-something years. Plum Island, weaponized tick-borne syphilis, is now called, on record, Lyme's disease, and it spread all over the country from the East Coast, from New York, and it was a U.S. facility run by Nazis, declassified, and then the deer 1 mile from New York swam across from Plum Island. Deer will do that when they're starving, and introduced weaponized ticks to the United States. It's syphilis, ladies and gentlemen. Weaponized tick-borne syphilis that the Nazis had looked at in World War II trying to develop to drop on the Russians. Let's go back to that other article. The guys are doing searches right now on the TV end showing viewers what we're talking about. Yeah, let's not forget they dug up dead whalers from the North Pole back in 2005 to get the weaponized superflu and try to weaponize it even more. Special report. The 1918 flu virus is resurrected. The Journal of Nature. All right, I said I'd go to your phone calls. It's governments that are endangering us. It's governments that helped create ISIS and turn them loose. Hundreds of years ago, it was reported that rabies was used as a biological weapon in the Middle Ages. There's nothing new under the sun. And you tie all this together, it's crazy. State Department orders 160,000 Ebola hazmat suits. They tell hospitals nationwide, prepare for Ebola. Are you in a hospital that's gotten these notices? Give us a call. I mean, it's confirmed. We're not asking you to confirm it. Give us your take on it. 800-259-9231. We got Sean, Tim, Chris, Christopher, Dr. Davis, and others. And we're going to go to Sean and others, but first, Dr. Davis in Florida wants to give us his take on this. Go ahead, Dr. Davis.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm doing okay, I guess. I don't know why they're bringing Ebola patients back to the U.S. They're supposed to keep them on medical Navy ships, but I guess they don't do that anymore. What do you think about this?
Well, I think it's ridiculous to bring these patients back. It introduces risks that are just not reasonable. And like you said, there you can put a level 3 containment facility on just about any Navy ship and keep those people away from the rest of the population. It only makes common sense.
Why do you think they're bringing so many Ebola patients back to South Dakota and Georgia and other states?
I can't even speculate because it makes absolutely no sense. Like I said, it creates risk where you don't have to have risk. It just doesn't make any sense.
What's your overall view of the Ebola epidemic?
Well, I think that from my perspective of running a biotech company that has a potential solution for this in a drug that we've developed and have worked with the Army on it, all of the emphasis right now appears to be on vaccines. And I think that that's a mistaken solution, because if you have hypermutation like you have in this particular viral strain, it's impossible to anticipate how it might mutate, which is the key to developing a successful vaccine. You have to look forward at where it's going to go, and you can't predict where this is going to go. So I don't believe that the vaccines that Glaxo or any of the other companies are trying to work on, even though I believe in those from a scientific standpoint, I simply don't believe that you can predict where this will go.
Wow.
In order to make enough vaccines that'll make a reasonable protection for the population.
Sure. Well, you've been a guest on the show before. I'm glad you got in today. You want to write an article for us about that and send it over. We'd like to get your perspective on why an Ebola vaccine won't work at this point. Thank you so much for the call. Sean in Nevada is a doctor, works in an emergency room. Sean, thanks for calling in. Give us your take on the situation.
Hey, thanks for having me, Alex. My take is that we may be dealing with something more than just spread by, you know, bodily fluids. You know, we get a CDC announcement today that you need to have a respirator, you need to have basically a level 3 biosuit to engage with these patients. That's becoming concerning to me that CDC sends something out like that. Unfortunately, they can lag in their response to different infections. And then in the state of Nevada, if you're a licensed physician, you get notifications through the sort of infectious disease gurus out of Vegas, and they are now sending out a warning sheet of what to look for in patients who may have Ebola. And as far as I know, there are quote unquote no reported cases of Ebola in the United States.
But now, because it takes weeks for it to show up before you know somebody's sick, I guess that's why they're doing this.
Well, my concern is that do we have a bunch of little time bombs walking around the streets of America that are going to suddenly explode and we're going to suddenly start having cases? And it certainly doesn't help, like Dr. Davis suggested, bringing in infected people, because none of us really trained for dealing with this level of infectious disease. It's not commonplace for us to down up and deal with patients of this caliber in our emergency rooms here in America. And so it's really concerning that it's probably going to walk into one of our emergency rooms one day, and you're going to have staff that are going to be fearful to care for these patients. You're going to have staff that could become infected, and then ultimately other patients who are already jeopardized medically in the hospital becoming contaminated, and it's going to be a nightmare.
I tell you, what do you make of the Typhoid Mary scenario, that some of these people may be basically immune from it but may still be long-term carriers, not just for 2 or 3 weeks but for longer? This could just keep going on and on if it gets out of Africa, which Ebola's never done, because they would never allow people out of Africa that had it. It seems like intentional that they're trying to have a cover story for why Ebola gets into the West.
I think you're absolutely right, Alex. It's that kind of scenario that is very concerning. And unfortunately, people may be, you know, sharing space with these folks already. And unfortunately, with the international travel as it is now and really kind of unregulated when screening for diseases like this, my thoughts are it's already here. And if we do have somebody who's resistant to the virus, then those people are going to be able to go farther and longer without detection. And you're absolutely right about that scenario.
Wow. A lot of medical doctors and virologists are saying that it's much worse than what the CDC or World Health Organization is saying. This top German virologist told Bild Friday that he believes 5 million people from the computer models they have will, and this is one of the top virology facilities in the world, 5 million will die. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a virologist. What does that sound like to you?
Sounds conceivable. I mean, it's happened before in our history. So, I mean, if something like the Spanish flu can wipe out gross swaths of the population, then absolutely this can. And we're really not prepared for it. I think, unfortunately, a lot of Americans have their heads buried and think they're immune or protected or it's not going to be me. And that kind of mentality doesn't allow for the vigilance necessary to pick this stuff up early and to deal with it appropriately. And there's going to be people who come into the ER and they're just going to be sent home either with antibiotics or, you know, some treatment for the flu or... And the next thing you know, they're going to go home to their family, contaminate them, and the cycle will continue. But absolutely, if this is truly something that now is possibly airborne, you're talking to millions that could be lost. There's no doubt about that.
Thank you so much for the call, doctor. It's a doctor in Las Vegas calling in. We have some footage that came out about a week ago. We're going to repost it to Infowars.com because it's so powerful, of a video in a market, an open market in Liberia. Again, if you're a radio listener, go to InfoWars.com. We just posted it minutes ago. We're going to tweet it out at Real Alex Jones. And it shows a man who they believe has Ebola trying to get food in the market, basically wandering around with a club in his hand, and people chasing him, police chasing him, and then the hazmat crew showing up and rounding him up to take him basically to a medical camp where people are just, in many cases, strapped down to die now because the medical workers have gotten ill or died themselves. This is really the breakdown of society. We're going to roll some of this in the background for TV viewers to see, but again, you'll want to go to InfoWars.com to look at it for yourself. This is just extremely terrifying footage. When you realize that in the human experience, there have been black plagues and Spanish flus and you name it, in some cases kill a third of the population. And it's the civil unrest that something like this would create. And I keep saying this is the season of crises, the last year, that it's just going to get crazier and crazier. We have an open border while this is happening, and the politically correct out there say we're not allowed to talk about it. And we have airports just wide open. Meanwhile, the IRS and the FBI are busy going after the Tea Party and harassing people. We're going to go to break and come back with more of your phone calls. Chris, Eric, Matt, Tim, and others. We've got more doctors, people becoming doctors, medical experts, you name it, all calling in. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm calling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Get up, stand up for your right.
CBS Nova back in 1990 reported on an airborne outbreak of Ebola. CBS Nationwide aired this. We have documents and mainstream news articles from 2 years ago that they believe Ebola is becoming airborne. There have been different strains that have been before. And that it's basically been covered up. Now, again, the mainstream media's response was, we're lying, it's not true, we're conspiracy theorists. Well, here it is from Nova, PBS 1990, a year after the outbreak, reporting on the secret operation. And again, they will probably have all the usual suspects come out and say, none of this is real, none of this is happening. But, of course, it is. Here it is.
In 1989, Ebola made its way to the U.S. Residents of this Washington, D.C. suburb had no idea that one of the world's deadliest viruses had emerged in their midst. In a primate quarantine unit in Reston, Virginia, monkeys in one of the holding rooms suddenly began to die. Secretly, a military team entered the quarantine unit and killed all 60 monkeys in the infected room. The crisis heightened as monkeys began to die in a different room. It appeared that the virus was moving through the ventilating system. In response, the military killed all 400 monkeys, ending the outbreak. This new strain of Ebola had shown the potential to spread through the air. Had it been lethal in humans, it could have been catastrophic.
Okay. So that's one that they don't believe humans get. Now they're saying the type that humans can get 2 years ago in an African lab was spreading in the air. I'm going to say that again. Now that's in the precious New York Times. Something's different this time with this Ebola. And I've interviewed the medical experts, the doctors. I've done my research. I'm no virologist. I know something's going on here. And now they've got vaccines. The Bill and Melinda Gates are involved. Monsanto's involved. It stinks to high heaven. And we got Chris, who's a former EMT. We've got Eric's becoming a doctor. He wants to give us his take on it. And we've got a lot of citizens like Wyatt and Eric and Tim and others calling in. We're going to get to all of you briefly before we go to break, ladies and gentlemen. We are listener-supported. We try to sell the very best products out there. Now is the time to have the X2 Nascent Iodine that has just been so incredible for my body and my immune system and my health. Now is the time to flush your gut out, this 80% of your immune system, with the Oxy powder we have discounted. That CJ was telling me he took some of this weekend and had a pretty big effect. This is the real deal for flushing you out. Nobody else has got it. It's proprietary by Dr. Grube, Oxy Powder, InfoWarsLife.com. We've got the Silver Bullet, a powerful colloidal silver. We've got the Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality. We've got the Fluoride Shield that chelates not just fluoride out, but some of the other toxins and heavy metals. And you're not just getting the cutting edge, high-powered, organic vitamins and minerals at InfoWarsLife.com. You're funding the very tip of a spear of an organization, InfoWars, that will tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help us God. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. When you call, we can answer all your questions, tell you about a bunch of specials we're running, the best water filtration systems, 10% off with promo code WATER on the website, and when you call, 888-253-3139. Second hour, straight ahead, and I will commit heresy. 2 + 2 = 4.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.